This is Linda Morgan, and I'm speaking with Ahmed Hussein, Minister of Families, Children and Social Development, as well as the Minister responsible for Canada Mortgage and Housing Corporation. How's it going today?
Very good. And you?
Oh, pretty good, pretty good. So you've just made a big announcement. You've just announced $10.5 million to create 41 new homes in Niagara for people at risk of becoming homeless or living in shelters. What can you tell me about the criteria for selecting residents for the new homes?
Well, the selection of the projects and where they will be built will be determined by Niagara Region and the municipalities, because we trust that they have the expertise and they know the local need. What we are saying through the Rapid Housing Initiative is that those projects have to be completed within 12 months or less, and they have to target vulnerable populations, including people in precarious housing situations, people who are experiencing homelessness, or those who are at risk of experiencing homelessness. And the projects, as I said, have to be built in 12 months or less, and it's a 100% federal contribution. But where those projects will be built, which neighborhoods, which buildings, which projects, that is really decisions that will be made by the region, because they have the expertise and the knowledge.
Okay, all right. And now here in Niagara, we saw a slight increase in the region's point in time homelessness count earlier this year. It was a little bit higher than the last count in 2018. Would you say the pandemic is a large reason behind the local increase in homelessness?
I think there's two reasons. The number that I've seen is 600 people who are homeless in this region. There's two causes. Obviously, the pandemic has worsened existing housing situations, and of course that is true in many communities across Canada. But at the same time, I think Niagara Region should be commended for pursuing a true point-in-time count. This is the best data that the region has ever had with respect to the homeless population. So they have real data, they have reliable data, and, you know, when you really track the numbers and you have, you know, names and individuals behind it, and you have coordinated access to better understand where those individuals are accessing community services, you have a better and more clearer picture. And usually when you engage in that count, you get a truer picture than in the past. So I suspect the number may even have been higher in the past, but we simply didn't know. But now we do, because of a more clearer point in time count. And by the way, I believe that when you do that and you track those numbers and you track those individuals and you have better coordinated access for community services, you start to make progress and you start to reduce the number with the eventual goal of eliminating chronic homelessness from the region. It is a goal that we have made in the Government of Canada. We revised our goal from reducing chronic homelessness by 50%. Now our new target is to completely eradicate chronic homelessness from Canada. And Niagara Region is also, of course, tracking those numbers. And I believe you will start to see a reduction, a consistent reduction, because of the better understanding and the better data as a result of the point-in-time count.
Mm-hmm. And what can you tell me about the construction of the homes?
So there is two criteria that can be used, that the local governments can use for this federal dollars. They can either acquire existing buildings and convert them into affordable housing, for example, purchasing an old motel or hotel and converting it into a permanent affordable housing unit. Or they can use the federal dollars under the Rapid Housing Initiative to build rapidly new and permanent and affordable housing units. So that they will make those decisions in a way that is best suited for local circumstances, and we trust that they will put the money to good use. Niagara Region already has pre-identified projects, and so they're way ahead in that regard, and I believe that that they will be able to utilize these federal dollars to help the most vulnerable.
All right. And which communities do you think will see the most new homes? Which communities do you predict will need them the most?
Niagara region will certainly make those decisions, obviously in consultation with all the municipalities in the region, and we trust them to do that. They know best what the local needs are. We are providing, the resources and the support, but they will make those decisions.
All right, excellent. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me today.
Thank you so much for having me.